Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mahlangu, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Lovely, lovely. Now, I hope you've had a fantastic day. Are you ready for our conversation this afternoon?
Yes, I'm very ready.
Fantastic. Now, for over the last few days, rather, we've spoken about challenges that arise in marriages between two people of different faiths. However, the reality is that there are many who already find themselves in interfaith marriages. What would then be the expectation of them in such cases? So, Pastor, for those who are already in these interfaith marriages, what does the Bible say about their situation? Does God expect them to abandon their vows?
The Bible, when we look at what Paul says, Paul talks about them and he talks about the interfaith, and he says these people are going to be saved from the faith of their spouses. So we are saying the spouses have to stand strong in the faith and continue to pray for these people so that they may repent and change and come to Jesus Christ. So it is very important that the other spouse remains in faith. The danger that is there is that at the end of the day, people usually lose their faith and they come out of the presence of the Lord. So it becomes important for them to support their spouses and work closely with them so that they do the right things at the end of the day.
Now, what is the healthy way then to respect, a spouse's religious belief, even if they don't allow, even if they don't align with your own?
So let's take that on again.
What would be a healthy way, to respect a spouse's religious beliefs, even if they don't align with your own belief?
Well, what is important is that people already know that this is what was there before. You are saying when you got married, you knew where you were going to. Because the idea is that people need to discuss these things way ahead of time. You're saying, I'm getting married. Why are you getting married? Who are you getting married to? When we are talking about compatibility, we are also looking at the issues of religious beliefs. What does the next person believe in? Such that when they are getting married to that spouse, you need to understand their religious beliefs so that at the end of the day, you are not compromising. At the end of the day, you are not saying I was shortchanged, because it is something that you already knew ahead of time. So when you are now in marriage, you are now saying, this is what I chose. You are taking the whole package. It is not only the love, it is not only the money, it is not only the sexual union, but you are taking the whole package, including the religious beliefs. When somebody is saying, I am now in this faith, you need to talk to each other and understand each other and say, I'm going to church on Sabbath, which means you have to see to it that on the previous day, you have prepared what is necessary for your spouse so that when you are away, they are comfortable in your absence. When they are saying they are going to church on Sunday, you need to also to be there for them and help them. But the ultimate goal at the end of the day, you are saying you want to present the truth to the next person. What is the truth as far as religious belief is concerned? If your spouse will be able to show you the evidence of why they are choosing that religious belief that they are following, then at least at the end of the day, you need to agree between the two of you to say, you are choosing this path and why are you choosing it? So as a spouse, as two people in a relationship, you need to talk about these things before you get married. You are Catholic, I am SDA, or I am ATR, you are Catholic. How are we going to make our marriage work? So there is need for people to talk about these things when they are in their relationship.
Right. Now, Pastor, do you think that there should be an effort then, in light of what you're saying, from one spouse to win the other over into their own religious beliefs. Would that not in itself be disrespectful?
As I highlighted, I said, let us share scripture and show each other what the Bible says.
Mm.
If you are able to convince me to say what you are telling is biblical, God supports it, and heaven is happy with it, why should I wait? Why should I remain in the darkness?
Mm.
When you have shown me the light, allow me to come and do the right thing. So yes, definitely, an effort should be made for somebody to choose the right path. I will give you an example of Ahab and Jezebel. Ahab knows the true God, but because he has married a bad wife who worships Baal, what does she do? She convinces him to come to the wrong faith, that at the end of the day, he kills the prophets of God. He now worships Baal. And what happens? His prophet dies, and he dies. His wife also dies. So let us do the right thing, because if we follow the wrong religion, we are going to die. And we are dying in our sins, and God is not yet with us.
Before I let you go, Pastor, you know the church is involved in evangelistic campaigns and door-to-doors, etc., etc. Now we get into, hypothetically, we get into this family's home, and we talk about the word, and we find that, you know, one of the partners really understands, and they truly, truly want now to leave the church of their marital home to actually join this new light that they find. Do we encourage that they should just move by themselves, or they should wait until the other partner is also convinced? Whenever they get convinced and they can move together, how should they work it out?
As I have shared before, we need the truth. We need the truth in our families and in our homes. And marriage is of two people. It's not of one person.
Mm-hmm.
We are together. We have discovered the truth. Let's sit down, read the words together, show each other what the Lord wants us to do. And when we have done that, let's follow the right path. What is important is that we sit down, we talk about it. It's not a one-man issue. The prophet writes and says, I think it's the prophet Joshua who says, I and my family, it's I and my home. Mm. And Moses also asked the same question, says, choose ye that you will save. Whether you choose the Lord or you choose what? You choose Baal.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be to work together as a family. Let's move together as God's children. Salvation is not about being selfish. Salvation is not about being number one. Salvation is discussing the right things and making the right choices and the right decisions as a family of God. So yes, we need to sit down and talk about it as a family, and we move together. But should it happen that the other party is not yet ready to realize that the truth has come, this is what the Bible is saying. The other party can move, but it's not moving in violence. It's moving in love, while the other party is growing until they realize what it is that the Lord wants them to do at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, these are not easy. These are a bit complicated because they involve human beings. And, you know, the children may then come into this marriage and they find that, okay, mom goes that side and dad goes that side. So there's one church which is on Saturday and there's another church which is on Sunday. Where should they go? Should they go to daddy's church on Sunday because he's the head of the home, or should they go to mom's church on Saturday?
They need to sit down as a family. This is a family. This is a home. They need to sit down and talk and agree and say, look, guys, in our Bible studies, this is what we are discovering. This is what we are learning. Because remember, these children, when they are being baptized, they make their own decisions. They get to a point where they are mature enough to make their personal decision. So in our Bible studies at home, as we are seated at home, let's talk about these things. Open scripture. hear what God has to say and say, this is what the Lord is saying as far as our religion is concerned. So whenever, my children, you're making a decision, know that you are making a decision based on what God says, not based on what daddy says, not based on what mommy says. Because at the end of the day, you may have love at home, but you are lost because you are worshiping in the wrong way, which God doesn't want. So it is not enough to just have love. Let's have the right doctrine also, so that we make the right choices and the right decisions.
Well, beautiful indeed. Well, my pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through this afternoon and helping us to understand how do the couples navigate this field. Your parting shot?
Well, as I have shared before, that we need to talk about these things before we get into marriage. Somebody once says, love is blind, but marriage is an eye-opener. You are going to realize these things when you get married to say, oh, I overlooked this one. Love is not enough. We need to know the compatibility that we are talking about. Religion is one of them. Many marriages are failing today because of religion. So let's talk about these things before we get married. Number one, what are your likes and dislikes? Number two, the issues of religion. Number three, how many children do we want to have? Number four, where do we want to stay? Number five, are you going to continue working, or is your husband who is going to continue working alone? So let's talk about these things before we get married. Many marriages are broken even before people get married. So let's talk about these things. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I must say that, Pastor, thank you so much. I do wish all the best to those who are in interfaith marriages. I do pray that the Lord helps you to find each other and find a solution. Pastor, thank you so much for your time.
Amen. God bless.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.